continue speaking on great devotees of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nastavit ću govoriti o velikim bhaktima Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, while he was personally present, many thousands of followers.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kada je bio prisutan, bilo je prisutno i na tisuće njegovih bhakta pratilaca.
And even after his disappearance from the world, there are devotees who by their spiritual influence, it's clear that they're also personal associates of the Lord.
Čak i nakon odlaska Čaitanja Mahaprabhuva, bhakti koji su ostali po njihovom, bilo je jasno da su oni njegovi pratioci.
Some of the pastimes of some of the most prominent devotees have been recorded.
Neki zabave nekih od najbitnijih pratilaca su zabilježene.
Today I'll speak on a devotee who's considered an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared several centuries before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance.
Danas ću govoriti o bhakti koji se smatra pratiocem gospodina Chaitanya, koji se pojavio nekoliko stoljeća prije pojave gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That is the famous Jayadev Goswami.
A to je poznati Jayadev Goswami.
Who is most famous for his Gita Govinda.
Koji je najpoznatiji po svojoj Gita Govindi.
A poem which describes the intimate loving affairs of Radha and Krishna.
Pjesmi koja opisuje intimni ljubavni razmjeni Radha i Krishna.
So even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance.
Čak i prije pojave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There were several devotees who wrote poetry which was later to be relished by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Bilo je nekoliko bhakta koji su pisali poeziju u kojoj je kasnije uživao gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jayadev Chandidas.
Jayadev Chandidas.
Vidyapati.
Vidyapati.
Bhavabhuti, I believe also.
Bhavabhuti također vjerujem da je.
They wrote poetry which was just suitable to be relished by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oni su pisali poeziju koja je bila prigodna da u njoj živa gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
About these others I just mentioned, there's not much known. There are several poets by the name of Chandidas who are.
O ovim drugim pjesnicima nije mnogo toga poznato. Postoji nekoliko pjesnika koji su poznati pod imenom Chandidas.
So in the course of history, whatever little is known about them has become mixed up.
I tako da ono malo što se o njima znalo u povijesti, tokom povijesti je postalo izmješano.
Similarly about Jayadev Goswami, there is some the exact history is not known, exactly where he appeared in this world or even in which century he appeared.
Slično je sa Jayadev Goswami, neki podaci nisu tačno poznati, na primjer gdje se pojavio i kad tačno, u kojem stoljeću.
Traditionally, such information has not been considered very important.
Tradicionalno, takva vrsta informacija se nije smatrala jako važnom.
What is important is their contribution to the world in terms of their writing, their preaching.
Ono što je bitno je njihov doprinos svijetu, obliku njihovog pisanja, njihovih djela, njihovog propovjedanja.
This has come to be considered more important in the modern age where the influence of empiric scholarship in which they try to prove or disprove various atheistic propositions on the basis of historical evidence or lack of it.
Autorstvo je postalo mnogo bitnije sada u modernom dobu kada se više raspravlja, kada autori pokušavaju dokazati ili opovrgnuti različite teorije.
Although some just like it's quite common that a writing, especially a major work like Chaitanya Charitamrita, will be stated where and when it was completed.
Uobičajeno je da se u dijelu, velikom dijelu kao što je Chaitanya Charitamrita navede kada i gdje je završeno djelo.
Anyway, the general opinion about Jayadev is that he appeared in a village called Kendu Bilba.
Opće mišljenje da se pojavio u selu koja se zove Kendu Bilba.
which is presently in the Birbhum district of West Bengal.
Koje se trenutno nalazi u Birbhum distriktu u zapadnom Bengalu.
Say that he was born in Orissa or South India.
Drugi tvrde da se rodio u Orisi ili u Južnoj Indiji.
Kendu Bilba is on the bank of the Ajaya River.
Kendu Bilba je na obali Ajaya rijeke.
And according to some sources, the deities of Radha Madhava that were worshipped by him were appeared to him from the waters of the Ajaya River.
Kaže se da su božanstva Radha Madhava koje on obožavao da se pojavila iz vode rijeke Ajaya.
Now, we'll find that this Dashavatara Stotram, this is very famous throughout India today, and all over the world by the grace of Srila Prabhupada.
Dashavatara Stotra je jako poznato po cijelu Indiji, a sada i po čitavom svijetu, milošću Srila Prabhupada.
Palaya Payo Dijale, which we sing one verse every day.
A jedan od stihova te pjesme mi pjevamo svaki dan, Tavakara Kamalavare.
So, Lakshman Sen, the king reigning, the king of Bengal, who lived in Navadvip.
Lakshman Sen, kralj Bengala, koji je stolovao u Navadvipu.
He came to this poem was recited in his presence.
U njegovom prisustvu ova se pjesma je nam recitirala.
And he wanted to meet who is there's someone in my kingdom who has made such a poem, it's so wonderful, I must meet him.
I on je rekao, neko u mome kraljestvu je ispjevao tako divnu pjesmu, ja ga želim upoznati.
That's you may have had that experience, you read something and it's you feel, oh, I wonder who is this person who has written this, and maybe I've
da ste imali takvo iskustvo, pročitate nešto i onda mislite, o kako predivno, želim upoznati osobu koja je to napisala.
So he inquired from his court pandit Govardhana Acharya, who is this person who has written this.
On se raspitivao kod dvorskog pandita Govardhana Acharya, koja osoba koja je napisala tu pjesmu.
So he was informed that this is written by Jaydev, one poet named Jaydev.
I obavješten je da je to napisao jedan pjesnik po imenu Jaydev.
And the king wanted to meet him, but Govardhan said he won't meet you.
I kralj ga je htio susresti, ali Govardhan je rekao, on neće htjeti tebe susreti.
He doesn't meet kings.
On je sad u redu dricanja, on neće htjeti tebe susresti.
So the king went in disguise to his house. He
onda se king, kralj prerušio, otišao je vidjeti Jaydeva.
And he could immediately understand that this is a very advanced spiritual personage.
I odmah je mogao razumjeti da je to jako, duhovno jako napredna osoba.
So the king was, he was also a great devotee, so he revealed that actually I'm the king in this land and I request you to come and live in my court and grace my court.
On je, kralj je također bio duhovno napredna osoba, ali razotkrio se Jaydev, rekao, ja sam kralj, želim da dođe živjeti na moj dvor.
So the King Lakshman saying he was disturbed that he'd gone there to try to bring Jaydev to his court, but as a I don't want to live in the royal palace. I'm going to go away and live in Puri. I don't want to be disturbed by all this. King is coming to me and all this kind of
stuff.
So then the king became disturbed and thought, I wanted to bring him to my palace, but as there is just the opposite is happening, he's going to leave my kingdom altogether.
I onda je kralj bio uznemiren, htio sam ga dovesti svoju palaču, a umjesto toga on napušta kraljevstvo u potpunosti.
Because it was considered that if you have pious and powerful, if a king has powerful and pious brahmanas in his kingdom, it will bring all good fortune.
Vjerovalo se ako kralj ima pobožne brahmane u svom kraljevstvu, to će donijeti svu sreću kraljevstvu.
So pious kings, they try to make an atmosphere in which the brahmanas would want to, they want, please come and live in our kingdom, we'll give you all facilities.
Zato pobožni kraljevi su željeli stvoriti atmosferu da u kojoj će brahmane željeti doći živjeti tu.
So then Lakshman Sen suggested that you can stay in the village of Champahati, which is within the area of Navadvip.
I onda je kraj predložio da možeš doći u živjeti u selu Champahati koje je u području Navadvipa.
Still a little distance from Lakshman Sen's palace.
Što je još uvijek malo udaljeno od palače Lakshman Sena.
And he promised, if you come and live at Champahati, then I promise I'll never come to see you ever again. But you please come and live there.
Obećao je, molim te dođi i živjeti u Champahati, ako to učiniš nikada više neću dolaziti posjećivati.
So Champahati, the original name of that village was Champakahatta.
Champahati, izvorno ime tog sela je Champakahatta.
Champaka means this champa flower.
Champaka znači champa cvijet.
Which you don't get here.
Što ovdje nemate.
But it's very beautiful and very beautiful to see and very beautiful to smell also.
Cvijet je jako lijep za vidjeti i također i za mirisati.
And hatta means bazaar.
Hatta znači bazar ili svajnište.
So this village got the name because there used to be a garden of champa trees and the flowers were sold at this place.
Celo je dobilo ime po tome što je to bio vrt champa cvijeća i on se prodavalo tu.
And also because one devotee, Dvijavaninath, who was living at Champahatta, which is within Navadvip Mandal, in Satya Yuga he was living, and he had a vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time.
Selo se također zove tako, tu je živio jedan bhakta koji je živio tu u Satya Yugi i imao je viziju Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koji će se pojaviti.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form is golden, like a golden champa. It comes in different colors.
Tijelo gospodina Chaitanya je zlatne boje kao cvijet champa. Dolazi u raznim oblicima.
Jaydev agreed to live there and Lakshman Sen had a cottage built for him in Champahatta.
Jaydev se složio da će živjeti tamo, a Lakshman Sen je za njega izgradio kolibu u selu.
And while he was living there, Jaydev had a vision of Shishi Radha Madhava.
Dok je živio tamo, Jaydev je imao viziju Shishi Radha Madhava.
And then they combined together in the golden form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I onda su se oni zajedno stopili u zlatni oblik gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Jaydev was told by Mahaprabhu that I will appear here in Navadvip, then I will go to Puri and I will relish your Gita Govinda poetry there.
U toj viziji Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mu je rekao, ja ću se pojaviti ovdje na Navadvipu, ja otići ću Puri, uživat ću u tvojoj poeziji.
So then he told him that now you leave and go to Puri.
I rekao mu je sada otiđi i odi u Puri.
So Jaydev, when he knew that this was the future birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a little sorry to leave, but as the odds, it was the Lord's order, he went to Puri.
Pošto Jaydev Goswami znao da će to biti mjesto pojave gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bilo mu je žao otići, ali pošto je to bilo gospodinova naredba, otišao je za Puri.
He had been engaged as the as a poet to the king in Navadvip, and he was also engaged thus in Orissa.
Znači, u Navadvipu je bio angažiran kao dvorski pjesnik, a isto to je bio i Orisi.
And it seems that he spent the rest of his days in this world in Puri.
I čini se da je ostatak svojih dana na ovome svijetu proveo u Puriju.
Where he wrote the transcendental poem known as Gita Govinda.
Gdje je napisao transcendentalnu pjesmu poznatu kao Gita Govinda.
Which is also known as Ashtapadi.
Koja je također poznata kao Ashtapadi.
Now in Puri there was a brahmana who had no children.
Puri je bio brahmana koji nije imao djece.
And he regularly visited the temple of Jagannath praying for a son.
I redovno je posjećivao Jagannath hram moleći za sina.
Eventually his wife bore a daughter.
I na kraju njegova žena je rodila kćerku.
And they named her Padmavati.
I nazvali su je Padmavati.
When she came to the marriageable age,
kada je dosegla dob za udaju,
the Brahmana brought her to Jagannath and said,
Brahmana,
she married.
Brahmana je doveo kod gospodina Jagannatha i rekao, ona se treba udati.
And Jagannath himself spoke to the Brahman.
A sam Jagannath je progovorio Brahmani.
And said, I have a very intimate and dear servant called Jayadev.
I rekao, imam jednog jako intimnog i dragog slugu koji se zove Jayadev.
He has left home. He is living separate from family.
On je
resolved never to marry.
On je napustio dom i živi odvojeno od obitelji i rešio da se nikad ne ženi.
He is fully dedicated to worshipping me, writing about me, thinking about me, chanting my holy name.
On je potpuno predan da razmišlja o meni, da piše o meni, da pjeva sveta imena.
Give your daughter to him in marriage.
Daje svoju kćerku njemu.
So the Brahmin took his daughter Jayadev.
Brahman je odeo svoju kćer.
You have to marry her.
Odeo svoju kćer Jayadevu i rekao mu, to je naredba gospodina Jagannatha, moraš je oženiti.
Jayadev said, I took a vow, I'm not going to marry in this life.
Jayadev je rekao, sam uzeo zavjet, neću se ženiti u ovom životu.
Brahman said, well, it's Jagannath who told me, so, you know, you have to do it. And he just left his daughter there and left.
Jagannath mi je rekao da je moraš oženiti, on je samo ostavio svoju kćer tamo i otišao.
So Jayadev didn't know what to do, you know, he's just sitting there chanting Hare Krishna and all of a sudden someone walks in and says, here's my daughter, marry her.
On Jayadev jedan sam sjedio tamo i mantrao, onda jedan sam neko došao i rekao, evo, ovo je moja kćer, oženi.
No warning.
Bez upozorenja.
So he told the girl, okay, where do you want to go? I'll take you wherever you want and drop you off and that will be the end of this.
I on je rekao, djevojci, reci kud želiš ići, ja ću te odvesti, ostati tamo i to će biti to.
So Padmavati started crying.
Padmavati je počela plakati.
And said that it's Lord Jagannath's order. How can you refuse his order?
To je naredba gospodina Jagannatha, kako možeš odbiti naredbu gospodina?
My father has given me to you.
Moj otac me je dao tebi.
I've accepted you in my mind as my husband.
Ja sam to svom umu prihvatila kao svog muža.
If you don't accept me, then I'll die right now on this spot.
Ako me ne prihvatiš, ja ću umreti odmah ovdje.
He was trapped.
Bio je u zamci.
That's one way to get a husband.
To je jedan način da steknete muža.
I've seen it happen in ISKCON too.
Gledao sam da se to događalo i u ISKCON također.
So, Jayadev, you know, what could he do? He accepted. All right.
I što je Jayadev mogao učiniti? Prihvatio je, to je gospodinova želja. Njegova želja je jača od moje.
I have to follow his desire rather than my own desire.
Moram slijediti njegovu želju prije nego svoju.
So, Jayadev established the worship of a Narayan, of a deity of Lord Narayana.
Gospodin Jayadev je uspostavio obožavanje gospodina Narayana.
And being inspired by the ecstasy of worshipping the Lord,
pošto je bio inspiran ekstazom u obožavanju gospodina,
Krishna Lila manifested in his heart and in his pen.
Krishna Lila se manifestirala u njegovom srcu i u njegovom peru.
And although such topics were not known in the world at all, such intimate topics of the love in separation of Radha and Krishna, he began writing them.
Iako takve teme nisu bile poznate u svijetu, teme o ljubavnim razmjenama i o odvojenosti od Radha i Krishna, on je počeo pisati o tome.
Which is an incomparable literature.
Što je neuporediva literatura, književnost.
Jayadev himself at the beginning of that Gita Govinda writes that
Jayadev na početku Gita Govinda piše da
it's that for those who are desirous to relish remembrance of the pastimes of Lord Hari,
za one koji su željni da uživaju u sjećanju na zabave gospodina Harija,
that these sweet verses have been composed by Jaidev Saraswati, Jaidev who is inspired by Saraswati, Shuddha Saraswati.
Za takve sastavljene i slatki stihovi koje je napisao Jayadeva, koje ga je inspirirao čista Saraswati.
So it's an incomparable literature.
To je neuporediva književnost.
Although it's not suitable reading except for devotees who are on a level of eligibility to enter into it.
Iako ta književnost nije primjerena za čitanje za bhakti koji nisu na nivou da je potpuno shvate.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented on Gita Govinda that although some modern scholars reject it as a vulgar sex literature, which it might appear like that if one has a vulgar mind, if one's mind is not purified.
Iako Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je komentirao kako su neki skolari rekli kako je ta literatura vulgarna, seksualna, iako se može tako učiniti onima čiji je um vulgaran i nije čist.
He commented that the more sane of the non-devotees have not made any comment on Gita Govinda.
Oni abhakti koji su normalni nisu činili nikakve komentare na Gita Govinda.
Because that it has been relished by great personalities who by their behavior are clearly renounced from material attraction, remains a dilemma to them which they cannot begin to enter. Therefore they have intelligently avoided commenting at all on this literature.
Oni su uvidjeli da su uzvišene ličnosti koje su bile jako odvojene od materijalnog uživale u takvoj literaturi i to je za njih bila velika dilema i stoga su inteligentno zaključili da ne trebaju komentirati na tako što.
Those who are actually advanced in Krishna consciousness can relish its incomparable sweetness.
Oni koji su stvari napredni svjesnosti Krishne mogu uživati u njenoj neuporedivoj slatkoći.
And Jaidev was writing about all the different loving exchanges between Radha and Krishna.
A Jayadeva pisao različitim ljubavnim razmjenama između Radhe i Krishne.
As it was appearing in his mind, he transposed it in incomparably beautiful language, suitable for describing the Supreme Lord.
I kako su se te zaboje pojavljivale u njegovom umu, on ih je tako prenosio na papir i formirao jednu neusporedivu poeziju.
So he was writing and writing.
On je pisao i pisao.
But there came a point in his mind where Krishna was begging Radharani to give him the dust of her lotus feet.
I došao je do jedne tačke u kojoj je Krishna molio Radharani da mu da prašinu sa njenih lotusovih stopa.
He was falling down at her feet to beg forgiveness from her, she'd become angry at him at his misbehavior.
I on je pao do njenih stopa, ali molio je za oproštaj zbog svog ponašanja.
That you please forgive me and place your lotus feet on my head.
Molim te, oprosti mi, stavi svoje lotusove stopala na moju glavu.
So Jaidev hesitated.
Jaidev je oklijevao da to napiše.
That no one can imagine such a thing.
Niko ne može zamisliti takvu stvar.
That Krishna is most exalted and worshipped by all.
Krishna je najuzvišeniji i svi ga obožavaju.
And Krishna, everyone is begging from Krishna his mercy.
I svi mole milost od Krishne.
And Krishna is begging mercy from Radharani that you place your feet on my head.
A Krishna moli milost od Radharani, molim te stavi svoje stopala na moju glavu.
And he couldn't write. He felt, I cannot write this.
I on jednostavno nije mogao napisati, osjećaju, ne mogu to napisati.
So at this point he stopped writing.
U tom trenutku je prestao pisati.
And it was anyway around midday time for him to go to the nearby Ganga for his bath, as was his daily midday practice.
I svakako je bilo sredina dana i bilo je vrijeme da ide da se kupa na Gangu kao što je činio svakoga dana.
So he left to take bath, but shortly afterwards Padmavati saw him come back.
I otišao je kupati se, ali ubrzo nakon toga Padmavati je vidjela da se on vraća.
And she asked him that, what happened? How, why did you come back so soon?
I pitala ga što se desilo, zašto si došao tako brzo?
So Jayadev said that I thought of something I have to write. I'm going to write it now before I forget it.
Sjetio sam se nečega, moram to zapisati prije nego što zaboravim.
So he went, sat down,
otišao, sjeo i napisao,
and left again.
I opet otišao.
And a short time later, he came back again.
I nakon kratkog vremena ponovo se vratio.
And now Padmavati said, what happened? You didn't take it again, you came back?
I se Padmavati pitao, pa šta je sad, opet se vraćaš?
You didn't take bath?
Nisi se okupao?
Yes, I took bath.
Da, okupao sam se.
Well, how is that possible?
A kako je to moguće? Otišao si, vratio si se, opet si otišao. Kad si imao vremena okupati se?
Jayadev, I came back, I wrote something.
Jayadev je rekao, vraćao sam se, napisao sam nešto.
You did, you yourself? Why are you asking me?
Da, ti, zašto mene pitaš?
So then Jayadev went to see what it...
Da Jayadev otišao vidjeti što je.
And he saw that the very words that he hesitated to write had been written in his own handwriting.
I on je vidio da su riječi koje on oklijevao zapisati bile zapisane njegovim rukopisom.
So then he understood that.
Onda je shvatio.
Even though he was not prepared to write, Krishna was prepared to write it.
Da, iako on nije bio spreman napisati to, Krishna je bio spreman napisati to, Krishna je došao u takvom obliku.
To write this very verse.
Da, napiše taj stih.
Krishna wanted this to be revealed to the world, even though his devotee was hesitant to do it.
Krishna želio da se to otkrije svijetu, iako je njegov bog to oklijevao.
And he congratulated Padmavati, you're very fortunate, you saw Krishna.
On je čestitao Padmavati, ti si vidjela Krishnu, a ja ga nisam mogao vidjeti.
So there's a, in Puri there's a story told like that. It's
have
no empiric proof, but it's
u Puri se priča ta priča, iako nemamo empiričkog dokaza.
That there was a the daughter of a gardener,
kćer jednog vrtlara,
who they were growing flowers.
Oni su uzgajali cvijeće.
And she would daily sing Gita Govinda.
I ona bi svakoga dana pjevala Gita Govindu.
With great devotion.
Sa velikom devocijom.
In fact, it was such great devotion that Jagannath himself would come to listen.
Stvari devocija je bila tako velika da bi sam Jagannath došao slušati.
So one day when the king of Orissa came for darshan of Jagannath,
i kada je kralj Orisa jednog dana došao na darshan,
he saw that Jagannath was kind of like, his clothes looked all ruffled and little dirty and some leaves and thorns on them.
Vidio da je njegova odjeća malo neuredna, da je prljava, da ima na njoj lišća i trnja.
And the, it's his responsibility to oversee the worship.
A njegova je dužnost da nadgleda obožavanje.
Supervisor.
Jer je on vrhovni upravitelj.
So he asked the pujaris, what's going on?
Pitao je pujari, šta se dešava?
Why Jagannath is looking so disheveled like this?
Zašto Jagannath izgleda tako neuredno?
So the priests were, they didn't know, and they were afraid, now we're going to get punished by the king.
Svećenici nisu znali i bojali se, sad će nas kralj kazniti.
But that night in a dream, Jagannath told the king that there's no fault on the part of the priests.
Ali te noći u snu, Jagannath je rekao kralju, nema greške što se tiče svećenika.
That when I go to the garden, I go to the garden to listen to that girl singing, and at that time I get a little dirty.
Ja idem u vrt da čujem pjevanje Gita Govinda i onda malo se isprljam kad
odem tamo. So the next day the astonished king arranged for the a girl to be brought to the temple on a palanquin.
Sljedećeg dana kralj je uredio da se djevojka donese u hram na nosilci.
So, gardener's daughters don't get brought to anywhere on a palanquin.
Vrtlareva kćera se, vjerujte, nigdje ne nosi na nosilci.
It's only for kings.
To je samo za kraljeve i vrlo, vrlo bogate. Vajše.
Maybe a guru or brahmana of very high caliber.
Možda guru ili brahmana velikog kalibra.
So, but the king recognized that she's favored by Lord Jagannath.
Al kralj je prepoznao da nju voli gospodin Jagannath.
Singing in her devotion.
So
he thought that rather Jagannath leaving the temple and getting all dirty, we can make some arrangement, she can come daily and sing.
Umjesto da Jagannath ide van da se prlja, možemo urediti da ona dođe svaki dan pjevati njemu.
And since that time, it's been a tradition that Devadasis, female singers, sing Gita Govinda in the temple for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath.
I od tada je tradicija da svakodnevno Devadasis ili ženske pjevačice pjevaju gospodinu Jagannathu Gita Govindu.
There's another story told of Jayadev that once he had to repair the thatch on the roof of his house.
Jednom je morao popraviti krov na svojoj kući.
That's generally done in the summer before the monsoon begins, so the roof is secure and the rain won't come in.
To se obično radi prije kišne sezone, tako da je krov osiguran da kiša neće ući unutra.
So there were bundles of straw which are tied up.
He had to
pick that, untie, pick up, bring on the roof, spread it out, secure it.
Znači svežnje slame se podižu na krov, onda se odvežu, trebaju se rasporediti, osigurati, svezati gore.
He had to do this in the hot summer sun.
I to je morao raditi po žarkom ljetnom suncu.
So, he was on the roof and then he saw there's just a bundle of straw, someone's passing it up. So he took the bundle of straw, fixed it, and then he turned and again another bundle of straws. So he took it, and this way the work was done much more quickly. Instead of having to come down each time, someone was passing the untied straw.
I on je bio na krovu i neko mu je dodavao sjeno i on ga je slagao na krovu i osiguravao i tako je radi išao mnogo brže nego da on mora silaziti samo po donosti slamu.
He presumed it must be his wife.
On je mislio da je to njegova žena.
When he came down he saw no one's there.
On je brzo završio posao i sišao dole i vidio da nema nikoga.
So he went inside the house and saw his wife busy with some other work and
otišao u kuću, vidio da je žena zauzeta sa nekim drugim poslovima.
And asked her, had she been helping with the giving the straw bundles?
I pitao da li ona pomagala mu i dodavala svježnje i slame.
No.
Ne.
No, he didn't know. Anyway, then he went into his deity room.
Onda otišao u svoju sobu sa božanstvima.
And he saw his deity Madhava, all his hands were covered with pieces of straw.
On je vidio da su njegove božanstva, da su njegove ruke prikrivene sa komadima slame.
Madhava himself, he's a member of the family, he helps with the family.
Madhava je član obitelji, pomaže u obiteljskim poslovima.
So there are several descriptions in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita how Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when living at Puri, would relish hearing Gita Govinda.
Postoji nekoliko opisa u Chaitanya Charitamrita kako je gospodin Chaitanya dok je živio u Puri uživao u slušanju Gita Govinda.
Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, they would sing.
Swarup Damodar i Ramananda Roy bi pjevali.
To him Gita Govinda.
Pjevali bi njemu Gita Govinda.
One time Jayadev, he had a desire to hold a festival for Radha Madhava.
Jednom prilikom Jayadev imao želju da održi festival za Radha Madhava.
But he didn't collect money and he didn't have any money.
Ali nije se kupio, nije zarađivao novac, nije imao novaca.
So he thought he'd travel around a bit and by speaking poetry then people they like to give some donation and they would use this for festival.
Onda je razmišljao da će malo putovati okolo i recitirati poeziju, da će ljudi dati neke donacije pa će tako sakupiti novac za festival.
So after collecting some funds, he was on his way back home.
Nakon što je sakupio nešto novaca, vraćao se kući.
When he was apprehended by robbers,
sada su ga uhvatili pljačkaši,
who stole his money,
koji su mu ukrali novac,
cut off his hands and legs and threw him in a well and left him to die.
Odsjekli mu ruke i noge, bacili ga u bunar i ostavili ga da umre.
So Jayadev down in the well started calling out the names of the Lord very loudly, thinking that now it's time for me to leave this body.
I ležeći dole, Jayadev počeo zazivati ime Gospodina, misleći da je vrijeme da napusti svijet.
So he was there for 3 days and he was still loudly chanting the holy names.
Bio je to dalje 3 dana i još uvijek je glasno pjevao sveta imena, još uvijek je bio živ.
And the king, by chance, the king who was out on a hunting trip came by, and hearing the sound of the holy names coming from the well, he investigated what was going on.
Otuda je prolazio slučajno kralj koji krenuo u lov i čuje sveta imena iz bunara, onda je otišao da vidi što je to.
And was aghast to see Jayadev in this situation.
I bio je zgrožen kada je vidio Jayadeva u ovoj situaciji.
So he had him taken out of the well and brought back to his palace.
Naredio da ga se izvodi iz bunara, da se donese u palaču.
And the queen personally took care of him and he was soon restored to health.
Kraljica osobno brinula o njemu i on je nakon nekog vremena ozdravio.
The king and the queen were very satisfied with the saintly character of Jayadev and
kralj,
very much appreciated his singing of Gita Govinda.
Kraljica su bili jako zadovoljni njegovim svetim karakterom i bili su jako zadovoljni njegovim pjevanjem Gita Govinde.
They brought Padmavati and they kept them in the court and they both took initiation from Jayadev.
I doveli su Padmavati na dvor i oboje su uzeli inicijaciju od Jayadeva.
And became Krishna conscious by his association.
I postao se svjesni Krishna zahvaljujući njegovom društvu.
Then one day the very robbers who had assaulted Jayadev, they came to the palace disguised as devotees.
Jednog dana sami pljačkaši koji su napali Jayadeva su došli u palaču prerušeni kao bhakti.
It was their scheme to, they'd heard the king and queen were devotees, so it was their scheme to get some easy money.
Oni su čuli da su kralj i kraljica bhakti, pa su mislili da će tako na lak način dobiti novac od kralja i kraljice.
Jayadev recognized them.
Jayadev ih je prepoznao.
But nevertheless, he treated them as if they were actually devotees, gave them respect.
Ali bez obzira tretirao ih kao da su stvarno bhakti, odao im poštovanje.
Arranged for them to be nicely treated.
Uredio da ih se lijepo tretira.
But they were afraid that, well, Jayadev, he might recognize us, then we'll really be in trouble.
Ali oni su se uplašili, Jayadev bi nas mogao prepoznati, onda bi stvarno bilo u nevolji.
And so they decided to leave quickly.
Oni su odlučili da brzo odu.
And Jayadev, he asked the king to give them a good donation and an escort, so that no one would steal the money from them on the way.
A Jayadev je rekao kralju da im treba dati dobru donaciju i pratnju, tako da im niko ne bi ukrao novac na putu.
After going some distance, they told the escorting soldiers, "You can go back now."
Nakon što su odmakli neku udaljenost, oni su rekli vojnicima da se mogu sada vratiti.
However, there is a message which you should convey to the king on our behalf.
Ali ima poruka koju trebate prenijeti kralju u naše ime.
That before we took up devotional life, we were employed in the service of one king.
Prije nego što smo prihvatili predano služenje, bili smo podanici jednog kralja.
Who, understanding the very bad character of this Jayadev, that he poses as a devotee, but actually he's an extremely bad person, the king ordered us to have him killed.
Ali taj kralj je shvatio da je Jayadev jako loša osoba koja se predstavlja kao bhakta i zato nam je naredio da ga ubijemo.
So we cut his hands and feet and threw him in a well.
Mi smo mu odsjekli ruke i noge i bacili ga u bunar.
Somehow he has survived.
Na neki način je preživio.
But recognizing us, he was afraid that his bad character would be revealed.
Ali videći nas, on se plašio da bi njegov loš karakter mogao biti otkriven.
And this is why he wanted us to leave quickly and gave us a sum of money.
Zato je on želio da mi brzo odemo i dao nam nešto novaca.
At this point the earth opened up and swallowed those rascals.
U tom trenutku zemlja se otvorila i progutala ove nitkove.
Not being able to tolerate such,
pošto nije bilo više moglo da tolerira
such miscarriage of justice.
Takvu nepravdu.
The soldiers being naturally astonished.
Vojnici pošto su bili zapanjeni, vratili su se kraljevoj palači i rekli mu.
Told him all that they had seen and heard.
Sve što su vidjeli i čuli.
When the king asked Jayadeva, he revealed the whole incident.
Kada je kralj pitao Jayadeva, on je otkrio čitav incident.
And the king asked, well, why did you treat them with respect and give them money and all these things?
Kralj pitao, pa zašto si ih tretirao sa poštovanjem i dao im novac i sve to?
Jayadeva said that it is not a devotee or he does not seek revenge.
On je rekao da bhakta ne traži osvetu od onih koji su mu učinili loše.
He attempts to placate them by sweet behavior.
On ih želi zadobiti slatkim ponašanjem.
However, by the will of the Lord,
ali voljom gospodina,
svakarama phala bhukpuman, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Everyone receives the results of their activities.
Kao što Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaže, svako primi rezultat svojih djela.
Padmavati became very close to the queen.
Padmavati se jako zbližila sa kraljicom.
Who once revealed to her that she was not she was afraid of this sahamarana. That means when a man dies, especially among Kshatriyas, this was prevalent, that the wife enters the funeral pyre and dies with him.
I kraljica je otkrila da se jako boji sa hamaranom tog običaja, da pogotovo među kšatrijama kada muškarac umre, da žena ga slijedi i ulazi u vatru za njim.
And when the queen's brother died, she was very unhappy that her sister-in-law would have to die with her, with him.
Kada je kraljev brat umro, on je bila jako žalosna što je njegova žena morala umriti s njim.
So when she told this to Padmavati,
kada ona to rekla Padmavati,
Padmavati said that as soon as the husband of a chaste wife dies, her will to live dies.
Ona je rekla, čim umre muž čestite žene, umire i njena želja za život.
Her life heirs go with him and her entering the fire is only a matter of formality.
Njen životni zrak odlazi i uloženje u vatru je samo formalnost.
So the queen thought, well, it's easy to say that, but
kraljica je rekla, mislim, to je lako reći.
What she decided to test Padmavati.
I ona je odlučila testirati Padmavati.
And some days later, she told Padmavati that I have very bad news. I hate to say, but your husband just suddenly died.
Nakon nekoliko dana rekla je Padmavati, imam jako lošu vijest, ali tvoj muž iznenada umro.
And Padmavati actually died on the spot.
I Padmavati u stvari umrlo na licu mjesta.
And the queen was very upset, but what have I done here?
A kraljica bila jako uznemirena, šta sam sad učinila.
And the king also, when he understood what had happened, became most remorseful.
I kada je kralj shvatio što se desilo, postoja pun pokajanja.
And they begged Jayadeva, you, by the grace of Krishna, you can revive her.
I onda su molili Jayadeva, milošću Krishne možeš oživjeti.
Which he did. He chanted Krishna Krishna into Padmavati's ear and she revived as if she was just waking up from sleep.
Što on je učinio? On je pjevao na njeno uho Krishna Krishna i ona se povratila kao da se probudila.
After this, the king, queen and everyone there simply offered obeisances at the feet of this sacred couple.
Nakon ovoga kralja kraljice se prisutni su davali poštovanje do stopala ovih ovog svetog para.
After this, Jayadev, he expressed a desire to visit Vrindavan Dham.
Nakon ovoga Jayadev izrazio želju da posjeti Vrindavan Dham.
And he brought along with him the deities Radha Madhava.
I sa sobom je ponio božanstva Radha Madhava.
And he began to serve, he domiciled at a spot near Keshigat and served his deities there.
I prebio je na mjestu blizu Keshigata i služio svoje božanstvo tamo.
And all the inhabitants of the Dham became most pleased to hear his singing of Sri Gita Govinda.
I svi stanovnici svete Dhame su bili jako zadovoljni da čuju njegovo pjevanje Gita Govinda.
And a merchant constructed an impressive temple for the deities.
Jedan trgovac je sagradio impresivan hram za božanstvo.
Then after living in Vrindavan for many years, he returned to his birthplace in Kendubilba.
Nakon što mnogo godina živio u Vrindavanu, vratio se u svoje rodno mjesto Kendubilbu.
And each day he would make quite a long walk to go to the Ganga for taking bath.
I svakog dana bi dugo hodao da bi otišao na kupanje u Gangu.
And one day he wasn't able to go.
Ali jednog dana nije bio mogućnosti otići.
But Ganga Devi, who like all other saintly persons very much appreciated him, she came to him.
Ali jednog dana Ganga kao sve svete osobe koje su ga cijenile je došla k njemu.
So that he could bathe in her transcendental waters.
Tako da bi se on mogao kupati u njenim transcendentalnim vodama.
He, according to local people there, he left this world from Kendubilba and a festival is celebrated there each year on the day commemorating his disappearance.
Prema lokalnim ljudima, on je tijelo napustio Kendubilbi i tamo se svake godine održava festival kojim se slavi njegovo odlazak.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is of the opinion that actually he left this world from Puri.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati u stvari mišljenje da je on napustio svijet u Puriju.
And others still say that he left this world from Vrindavan.
Dok neki drugi tvrde da je napustio svijet u Vrindavan.
Apparently his Radha Madhava deities at least stayed in Vrindavan.
Barem se njegovo božanstvo Radha Madhava ostalo u Vrindavanu.
And are presently being worshipped at a place near Jaipur, just on the outskirts of Jaipur.
I trenutno se obožavaju u jednom mjestu koje se nalazi na prilazu Jaipuru.
Previously, not here, but I spoke on Murari Gupta.
Jedan prilikom ne ovdje, ali govorio sam o Murari Gupti.
I'll give another little story now.
Da, sad ću ispričati.
From Chaitanya Mangala.
Jednu priču iz Chaitanya Mangala koju nisam govorio.
That when Murari Gupta was newly in Navadvip.
Kada je Murari Gupta bio nov u Navadvipu.
Apart from being a physician.
Osim što je bio liječnik.
He was also somewhat of a guru.
On je bio i guru.
One day in Navadvip he was walking on the road.
Jednog dana u Navadvipu je šetao cestom.
Followed by his disciples.
A slijedili su ga njegovi učenici.
And they were discussing impersonalistic yoga shastras.
I raspravljali su o impersonalističkim yoga shastrama.
At this time Nimai was just a boy.
U to vrijeme Nimai bio tek dječak.
And he himself was, although a boy, was the head of his group and the champion in discussion of shastra.
On također bio vođa grupe učenika i bio je šampion u raspravljanju o šastrama.
So one day he saw Murari Gupta walking down the road and he followed along with his friends.
Jednog je vidio kako Murari Gupta ide sa svojim učenicima i onda ga je slijedio sa svojim prijateljima.
And they started imitating his movements and gestures.
I počeo se imitirati njegove pokrete i geste i način govora.
Seeing this,
vidjeći to, Murari
just ignored him and went on talking about his yoga shastra.
Murari ga ignorirao i nastavio govoriti o yoga shastrama.
And then he started speaking to Vishvambar Nimai also about this.
I onda je počeo govoriti Vishvambaru o tome Nimaju.
But Nimai and the boys accompanying him simply made fun of him.
Ali Nimai i dječaci koji su ga pratili su jednostavno su ga ismijavali.
And eventually they riled Murari sufficiently that he became angry.
I toliko i jednostavno su pretjerali i Murari se naljutio.
He said, this is Jagannath Mishra's son.
I on je rekao, to je sin Jagannatha Mishre.
I had heard that he was a very good boy, but now I see this is quite untrue.
Čuo sam da je on jako dobar dječak, međutim sad vidim da to nije istina.
I've heard people praising him, but what is this behavior?
Čuo sam da ga ljudi hvale, ali kako je ovo ponašanje?
Then Nimai became angry.
Tada se Nimai naljutio.
And he said, when you take your meal today, I'll come and teach you something.
Danas kada budeš obedovao, doći ću, naučit ću te nešto.
Anyway, Murari didn't take it too seriously.
Murari to nije shvatio jako ozbiljno, a to je dječak.
He forgot all about it.
Zaboravio je na to.
And eventually came time for his meal.
I došlo vrijeme za njegov obrok.
In the meantime, Nimai had gone home.
U međuvremenu Nimai je otišao kući.
He dressed himself very opulently.
I obukao se jako raskošno.
Tied his hair in a different way so he couldn't be recognized.
Povezao je kosu na drugačiji način tako da ga se ne može prepoznati.
And then he went to Murari Gupta's house.
I onda je otišao u dom Murari Gupte.
And called out very loudly, Murari!
I jako glasno je pozvao Murari.
And then Murari remembered what this boy Nimai had said.
I onda se Murari sjetio što je taj dječak Nimai rekao.
He said, what are you doing?
Rekao, što radiš?
And the boy said, it's all right, don't worry, it's only me, just go on eating.
Ne, to sam samo ja, nastavi jesti, nije problem.
So he continued eating and
on
the
nastavio
boy
jesti.
Came slowly, slowly closer to him.
Dječak moj polako, polako se približavao.
And then he suddenly urinated on his plate.
I onda se pomokrio na njegov tanjir.
Filled the whole plate up with urine.
I napunio njegov tanjir urinom.
What are you doing here?
Šta radiš tu?
You like yoga, impersonalism.
Ti voliš jogu, impersonalizam.
You've given up bhakti.
Odustao si od bhakti.
Now you give up all your karma and jnana. Worship Krishna.
Sad odustani od karme i jnane, obožavaj Krishna.
Taste the nectar of bhakti.
Kušaj nektar bhakti.
You think you're very intelligent, but you have no intelligence to understand bhakti.
Ti misliš da si inteligentan, ali nemaš inteligencije da shvatiš bhakti.
Lord Sri Hari is the supremely merciful personality of Godhead.
Gospodin Hari je vrhovno uzvišeni gospodin.
Lord Sri Hari is the
Gospodin Sri Hari je
the supremely merciful personality of Godhead.
Je najuzvišenija milostiva božanska ličnost. On je
svemoćan.
On je otac svih živih bića.
The eternal Brahman which you are glorifying is manifested from him.
Vječni Brahman kojeg ti slaviš se manifestuje iz njega.
He is the treasure of the life of the gopis.
On je blago života gopija.
Why not dedicate your life in his worship?
Zašto ne posvetiš svoj život obožavanju njega?
Then he was gone.
I onda je nestao.
He just couldn't see him anymore.
Murari ga jednostavno više nije mogao vidjeti.
Murari was wonderstruck.
On je bio pogođen čudom.
And thought, this boy, he must be Hari himself.
Ovaj dječak mora da je sam Hari.
So, forgetting all about his meal,
zaboravljajući na svoj objed,
and overwhelmed with emotion.
I preplavljen emocijama.
He walked and he didn't see the path, but somehow or other he in his emotional ecstasy he didn't see the path of where he was going, but somehow he came to the house of Sachi and Jagannath.
U svoje ekstazi nije vidio put, ali nekako je došao do kuće Sachi i Jagannatha.
Where they were, Sachi and Jagannath were together holding Nimai.
Sachi i Jagannath su bili zajedno i držali su Nimaja.
And from each side they were kissing him and
sa svake strane su ga ljubili i grlili.
But then they saw Murari Gupta.
onda se vidi on Murariguptu.
Who he forgot about this apparent bad behavior of Nimai and just was entranced by seeing his beautiful face.
Koji je zaboravio na izgled neprilično ponašanje Nimaja, bio je u transu vidjeći njegovu ljepotu.
And all the as the hairs of his body stood on end, tears flowed from his eyes.
I koža mu se ježila i suze su tekle iz njegovih očima.
He again and again offered obeisances.
On je iznova i iznova nudio
some child.
Poštovanje do oca i stopala tog malog djeteta.
And Nimai was just looking at him from his mother's lap as if he didn't understand what's going on.
Nimai ga je gledao iz majčinog krila kao da nije shvatao što se događa.
And Sachi and Jagannath asked, what happened? Because there were used to people coming and complaining about Nimai.
Sachi i Jagannath pitao, pa što se dogodilo, dolazili su ljudi, žalili se na njega.
Did he do something very bad?
Je učinio nešto jako loše.
You look like a demigod.
Izgledaš kao polubog.
Please bless our son.
Molim te, blagoslovi našeg sina.
Did our boy offend you?
Ili te naš dječak uvrijedio?
Anyway, whatever happens in this world is destined to happen.
I šta god da se dogodi u ovom svijetu, suđeno je da se dogodi.
But we request you to bless our son.
Ali molimo te da blagosloviš našeg sina da može dugo živjeti.
And they bowed, Sachi and Jagannath, taking Murari's hand, bowed down before him.
Uzmeći njegovu ruku, oni su se poklonili pred njim.
And happily Murari said that,
a sretno Murari je rekao,
your son Vishvambar is the master of the masters of the demigods.
Vaš sin Vishvambar je gospodar gospodara polubogova.
You don't realize this now, in future you may realize that no one is more fortunate like than you. Because your son is the Supreme Lord himself.
Vi sad ne shvatate to, ali možda ćete u budućnosti shvatiti, jer vaš sin je svevišnji gospodar.
And then Murari left and went to the house of Advaita Acharya.
Tada je Murari otišao u kuću Advaita Acharya.
And falling at his feet,
i padajući pred njegova stopala,
he revealed, or he said to Advaita, who himself knew very well,
rekao je Advaiti, koji je sam dobro znao,
that I've seen something wonderful. I've realized that this Vishvambar, the son of Jagannath Mishra, is actually the most exalted person in the whole universe.
Vidio sam nešto predivno, u stvari Nimai, sin Jagannate, je u stvari najuzvišenija osoba u univerzumu.
Hearing this,
čuši to,
Advaita Acharya roared.
Advaita Acharya je urlikao.
And with his bodily hairs standing on end.
I sa naježenom kožom.
Said, I will tell you the most secret of all secrets.
Reći ću ti najtajniju tajnu.
This boy is indeed the Supreme Lord.
Taj dječak jest uzvišeni gospodin.
He is the abode of the goddess of fortune.
On je prebivalište boginje sreće.
He tastes the transcendental ecstasy of divine love.
On kuša transcendentalnu ekstazu ljubav prema Bogu.
Murari Gupta and Advaita Acharya roared together in ecstasy.
I onda su Murari Gupta i Advaita Acharya urli i kolu u ekstazi. Preplavljeni blaženstvom. Sorry?
Overcome with bliss, they forgot everything about the external world.
I preplavljeni blaženstvom zaboravili su sve o izvanjskom svijetu.
Let us pray for the mercy of these great devotees.
Molimo se za milost ovih velikih bhakta.
That we may someday become fortunate to be accepted as the servants of their servants.
Tako da jednog dana možemo biti prihvaćeni kao sluge njihovih slugu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.